Chasing Shrapnel episode number 1. Today is the 26th of February 2021, and I'm your host, Priscilla. Thanks for joining us. Today's episode is titled, What is ABS-CBN? We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. The Association of Foreign Correspondents of the Philippines has condemned the government's decision to close down ABS-CBN, the country's leading foreign policy and information broadcaster. The Philippine Telecommunications Authority has ordered ABS, one of its leading broadcasters, to stop operations on Tuesday, May 5, after President Rodrigo Duterte's loyalists, who dominate parliament, renewed their support for the channel's re-entry into the national television market. ABS-CBN was ordered by the Philippine Telecommunications Authority on Monday, April 30, 2017, after it was taken off the feet of a parliament, the dominated parliament, in a presidential campaign to renew its membership of a national media watchdog group. A telecommunications company in the Philippines has ordered the country's leading television station, ABS, and its parent company, Cebu Daily News, a major source of information and news on international affairs, as well as other media from the world's second largest economy, ASEAN, to cease their activities in Manila on Wednesday, June 1. The Association of Foreign Correspondents in New York announced a legislative committee voted overwhelmingly on Friday not to renew the membership of the media company ABS-CBN, known for its coverage of international affairs and foreign policy issues. In the National Media Watchdog Group, the panel rejected the application by ABS-CBN to build, install, operate or maintain a radio station in the Philippines. The company's other businesses have also been subject to an injunction, which means that its television and streaming services, as well as its newspapers and magazines, can continue to operate. Other productions produced by ABS-CBN produce original and adapted telenovelas, dramas and anthologies, as well as news, public service programs and documentaries. ABS-CBN produces other productions and produces original or adapted telenovelas, dramas and anthologies, with the aim of producing news, public services and documentaries in addition to the traditional news program. The majority of the programs shown on the network are created by ABS, the CBN's corporate entertainment division. The majority of programming on the network is produced by the ABS-CBN Corporation Entertainment Division, which produces a wide range of television programs including news, public services, drama and documentaries. The network is headquartered in 25 major cities, including Manila, Cebu, Davao, Quezon City, Cotabato, Mindanao, Baguio, Pasay City and Cagayan de Oro. It is also headquartered at the ABS-CBN headquarters in Manila and other cities across the country. The network has been headquartered in over 25 major cities for over 30 years, including Mandaluyong, Pampanga, Makati, Muntinlupa, Taguig, Batangas, Cavite, Bulacan, Iloilo, Leyte and Bengay, as well as in the Philippines. The ABS-CBN television station is watched by 2 out of 5 Filipinos, which is about 40 million. It reaches more than 80% of the country's television, and nearly half of all television viewers in the Philippines. Filipinos abroad rely on ABS-CBN for the latest news at home, and follow it on social media to stay in touch with their roots. CALD is outraged by the recent decision of the Philippine Broadcasting Commission and the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology to ban ABS and CBBN from broadcasting news and information, which is crucial, especially when the entire country is struggling to survive and recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. Santos and Consio have internalized the pioneering spirit of ABS-CBN, led the company to groundbreaking ventures and enriched the lives of Filipinos. In addition to responding to the public's needs, they have united their family as a company that lives up to its mission of serving the Filipino people worldwide. This case appears to be an attempt to deprive the Philippines of the services of ABS-CBN, the company said in a statement. The sad state of ABS-CBN sent a message to media companies, as cited by the Philippine Center for Media Freedom and Responsibility. Reyes said that CBBN is able to maintain certain news programs, including on digital channels not covered by the franchise, and that this provides the revenue the organization needs to survive. ABS and CBN offer news and entertainment programming on 8 cable TV channels and operate a network of television, radio and digital channels. It produces entertainment and news programs. This will be broadcast on ABS-CBN and other cable and satellite television channels in the country. The station is the way Filipinos receive information about vital pandemics, and ABS-CBN provides important news to keep the public informed about pandemics. The ABS and CBN had to behave because of the wide reach in the Philippines. President Duterte has come under fire for his anti-drug policies and crackdown on illegal drugs. The Philippine president is also angry about his so-called war on drugs, which has killed thousands of people. When you take over ABS or CBN, you are not attacking the old company, you are attacking the new one. This has been Crossing Shabnal, Episode 1. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.